Wellingtonians may notice a few streets in the city centre look a little different this week. The city is acting as a stand-in for 1920s New York for the filming of the upcoming Taika Waititi TV show, Time Bandits. It is a remake of a 1981 movie. I think it was Monty Python, wasn't it? Terry Gilliam. And follows the time-travelling adventures of an 11-year-old who discovers a portal in his bedroom. With us now is the chief executive of Wellington NZ, John Allen. Good morning, John.
Kia ora, Colin.
1920s New York. I saw one disparaging texter this morning and was making comments that it wouldn't be hard to make Wellington look like the 1920s. I don't think they were being kind.
Well, I don't think it's fair at all. I think the truth is that having this film being made in our city and in our region is a huge boost. It recognises the creativity of the place, it recognises the depth of the film talent in the place, and it's great that Taika's decided to make it here.
And where exactly is this? I mean, what is the bit that looks like Harlem in the 1920s?
Well, it's in McGinnity Street that they've been filming outside the old Wellesley Club in the last little while. But there'll be lots of different locations around the town. There'll be other locations across the region. And the consequence of that is that we have 500 people working on this project over the next four plus months. We have a film that demonstrates the capability of the region, which will attract more investment into film in our city, in our region. And we have a film that's going to showcase Wellington, the Wellington region, and New Zealand to the world as a really creative, go-ahead and innovative place.
Mm. I mean, Wellingtonians are no strangers to this type of thing with Lord of the Rings and others around the city, but what has the situation been over the last couple of years? I mean, COVID's obviously been a factor, but have there been the productions that the city has wanted?
Well, obviously, it's been tough. I mean, with borders closed and with a lot of international competition for these big film projects, people have had to work really hard to attract them. It's really good against that background to see this happening. And the thing that you've got to understand is it doesn't just mean that we're going to have artists and actors in work. We're going to have hospitality people in work. We're going to have builders and crane drivers who are making sets in work. You know, it has a real ripple effect right across the economy of the region. So out of COVID, out of those tough times into this, is a really good indicator of what's possible as we move forward.
Has Wellington had to offer anything extra to get it here?
No, just being a great place. We've had to offer the deep talent of the place. We've had to offer our history as a filmmaking centre. We've had to offer what everyone knows from Lord of the Rings and Weta Workshop and Weta FX and other great talent capabilities. We've had to offer the infrastructure that we have at Lane Street and Upper Hutt and Avalon and in Stone Street on the Miramar Peninsula. And we'd have to offer the creativity of the capital that welcomes people who want to be artistic and want to tell stories through film.
John Allen, thank you very much for that. Chief Executive of Wellington NZ, they're just commenting on Time Bandits.